cute my shirt is. It's a little strawberry shortcake. Oh, also, I got my hair cut. I got my hair cut. Oh, she's luscious. It's giving kindergarten teacher. It's giving Vogue. It's giving, I'm on a yacht with my husband.
Welcome back to another episode of Stay Open. I'm your host, Arletta, and today I'm a little nasally, I'm a little sniffly, but your bitch is here, and this is going to be a little mini episode. I have been sick. If you cannot tell, I'm recovering from a cold. And I was like, you know what? This Christmas episode, I had so many plans for it. I was up in Aspen. I was going to interview people on the street, whatever. I had plans, but listen, God had other plans. My body had other plans. I have been recovering from a cold. Seems like everyone has. I've been down and out, but listen, today I woke up feeling way better. I'm not missing a week. This episode is coming out Friday. I know I'm a few days late. Don't fucking sue me. But we're here and I'm so excited to bring you this little episode. I'm trying to put kind of a little bit of everything I originally wanted to do in the Christmas extravaganza episode in this one. Today's episode is, I thought, what better chance than if I can't do my Christmas episode and this is a few days after, I wanted to just bring you a low-key mini-sode. I'm in my cute little strawberry shortcake matching sweatsuit. I have little bows in my hair. I just got my hair cut. And I just wanted to bring you a chill mini-sode. And I thought, what better topic to discuss after Christmas than what you should buy with all your Christmas money? So we're going to have a favorites of 2023. I'm going to share a little story about how Zach and I got our Christmas tree this year in the Christmas spirit. And as you can see, yes, it is a few days after Christmas, but I'm just holding on to the last few drops of my Christmas tree before I put it away before the first of the new year. Are you someone who puts your Christmas tree away before the new year or after the new year? I try to put it away by the first, just because like there's something about if you're gone over New Year's, you come back, you have a fresh space. And I don't know, just going into that new year, like not having to worry about taking down everything. And it's kind of a depressing day for me because I love Christmas decor. So I thought I'd bring you one last episode, squeeze out as much Christmas spirit as I can, and kind of wrap up 2023 on a beautiful note. Without further ado, let's get into the Christmas mini-sode. Okay, so I said this is a mini-sode. Who knows what it's going to be? Okay, I got a lot of juicy things for you today. I love this freaking haircut. Annie, you slayed the gods. That's my hairdresser. Love you, Annie. Mwah, thank you. So yeah, I thought I'd rock it today and sport it in the episode. Okay, let's just go over a few things. How was everyone's Christmas? I hope the holidays were wonderful. I hope they weren't too stressful. If you're like me and you go, then your body decides to break down on you. And I don't know, I've been around a lot of people, done a lot of moving things, just got a little cold. So for real, oh my God, this is a PSA. It's kind of gross. It's kind of TMI, but this is a safe space. I tried a hack that I saw on TikTok. Okay, they don't always work. Where you cut a potato like into round slices about a centimeter thick. And I put two on each of the bottom of my feet, like flush with my foot. Then I put on my sock and I slept last night. I woke up feeling so much better and the potatoes were dark. Like they had pulled out the sickness. It was it's crazy, but it worked. If you are dealing with a cold, don't knock it till you try it. I don't even know where I saw it on TikTok or what it's from, but whoever came up with that, bless you, because it's the only thing that has made me feel remotely better and out of the woods with this little cold. So I also, well, we'll get into this because it touches on my favorites for 2023, like things I couldn't live without, but I have been stuck in the chokehold that is A Court of Thorns and Roses. I had some girlfriends that I went out with, and my girlfriends were like, oh, have you read A Court of Thorns and Roses? And I said, no, I've seen it everywhere all over TikTok and like book talk. And I've kind of held off on it because I don't like reading things during the hype of it, like the peak hype. Does that make sense? Like, I caught Hunger Games early. I caught Harry Potter early. I caught Twilight series early. And I got to really enjoy them in my own mind, like before fan art came out, before I saw fan art, before the movies were made. Like, I got to enjoy it in my own head, if that makes sense. And I felt like with ACOTAR, I had seen so many, that's the acronym, I had seen so many fan art things on TikTok that I was like, no, I'm not about it. Like, I don't know. What is that? I don't know what it is. But anyways, I have given in. I have read enough nonfiction books to stab my eye out. Like, I don't need another self-help book right now. If you know, you know. Like, sometimes I get so caught up in this, like, nonfiction biography, like, too real of books, it makes me forget why I love to read, which is truly fantasy and fairies and anything magic related. And I feel like a little kid. If you can't tell, I'm like, the holidays this year have made me feel like a little kid. I've really been honoring my inner child, and reading this series has brought that out of me. I wish 15-year-old Arletta could have read this series. If you're looking for a new series, I highly recommend. Yeah, I'm just stuck in the chokehold. So, like, if you've read the book, please let me know. If you want to talk about it, DM me. I need to call my girlfriends who read it, but I need to scream it from the rooftops. Like, this series is crazy, and I feel like I'm going through like a roller coaster of emotions by myself. And Zach keeps going like, oh, I love your reactions, because I keep reading the book and I'm like, oh no, oh my god, what? Is that pick me? I think that's pick me. Anyways, that's just what I had to say. I hope everyone had a happy holidays. I hope you're not sick. If you are sick, put potatoes on your feet. Read A Court of Thorns and Roses if you need a good book and a great series to dive into. If you want like a few 100 hours of your life in a chokehold, like, just trust me. I thought I would do a little segment of what I could not live without in 2023. This is a weird assortment of things that I truly could not live without. I really tried to think broad and across all different genres, and this is all material items that are absolutely not necessary, but are things that make me happy, that make my life easier, and I don't know, or just if I like could make a gift list, I guess, or like, what is that even called? A gift guide. If I could make a gift guide for you with what you should do with your Christmas money, put it into some of these things. I promise they will change your life. I love gift guides. If you are not someone who likes gift guides, fast forward to my Christmas story. But if you do like gift guides, stick around, because I promise you this one, I put a lot of thought into this one, and I tried to make it unique and kind of all over the place, like cover a wide range of items, and they pretty much are all like pretty affordable, except one or two items, depending on your opinion of affordable. Okay, let's get freaking started, baby. I wrote a little list in this cute aesthetic journal, and this list is funny because I didn't plan on doing this, but you're going to see a theme of pink in this just because pink is genuinely my favorite color. These are the material things that I could not live without in 2023 and will continue to use because I can't live without them. In no particular order, none of these are sponsored. I thought I'd start with kind of like my oddball misfits that aren't in a category. So first, this is a diffuser, an essential oils diffuser. I have one of these in every single room of my house. I love them. I love essential oils. This one is a special collaboration that the Skinny Confidential did with Canopy. I love this diffuser. It doesn't get like icky and moldy like the water diffusers, which is probably my least favorite thing about having an essential oil diffuser at all. Like cleaning them is a bitch and a half. But I love having my house smell amazing. This is a great naturopathic way to do it. And without like, I mean, I love candles too. Candles are in this list, but like it's non-hormone disruptive. It's amazing for, it's better for the environment, better for your breathing, better for your animals. But you have to be careful with essential oils like citrus for dogs and cats. They're super sensitive. But anyways, this is my number one, is a diffuser. Cannot live without it. Highly recommend if you don't have one. Okay, next thing going in like an ambiance category are candles, but not just any candle, okay? And I brought them. They're not cute. I got them from, these are from Hobby Lobby. I'm sure, so they're technically called votives, but these are not the votives, your typical votive. This is not, how do I even show this? This is not like your little votive in a metal container. This is about an inch and a half thick, tall, I don't know. It's a little bit, she has a little bit more substance. She lasts a little bit longer. But what I love doing is taking empty candle holders that I have and putting just plain candles in them. I am so over putting, I'm so over buying like a $12 to $25 to $35 to $45 to $55 fucking candle just to have me burn it out in, you know, 2 to 4 weeks, however long you burn your candles for. But it's like, I can make the ones I really cherish last, but it's pricey. And I'd rather have my diffuser with the essential oils going and then fill all my candles with these and with sizes that are bigger than this. But you can just get these at Hobby Lobby. I got 20 of them for $5. 20. These last hours, and I can put them in anything. I can put them in a big candle holder. Like, they still have amazing light. Candle inserts. I don't even know what you call those. Okay. Next up, salt. Hear me out. Salt and pepper shakers, but not just any salt and pepper shakers. They're electric. Okay. And they have a flashlight. They have a little light. So when you push the button here, it electric grinds my salt and my pepper, and it has a light so I can freaking see the food or what I'm putting on it. So no matter what the ambiance is, you can see how much salt you're adding and how much pepper you're adding. This is so silly because it seems like Arletta, really, but I promise you, you don't have to touch it. You don't have to touch it with your hands and get all dirty and like also contaminate the salt and the pepper with your dirty ass sticky fingers. You don't have to. All I have to do is refill them and change the battery. I think I've changed the battery once. We got these on our wedding registry last year. I use them every single day. I love to cook. If you love to cook, look into these. Seriously, they're life changing. And it takes no time at all. The only thing I don't use them for is like recipes. It's like 2 tablespoons of salt. I just get out my big bag of real salt because like what? I'm not 2 tablespoons. You'd have to be for a long time. So I'm not doing that. Okay, let's get into our accessories. There's 2 on this list. And basically I grabbed a list of all my favorite things and then I separated them after that. I wasn't trying to like hit certain categories. This is just what ended up kind of being like items. So first and foremost, if you know me, you know I love sunglasses. And these sunglasses have been my favorite sunglasses all year. I wear them with every outfit. They elevate any outfit. They're just life-changing. And earlier this year, I was visiting my girlfriend and I left the tortoise shell ones in a Uber, and I was so sad. But these are from Amazon. They're like, I don't even know, $16 maybe. And it comes in a 2-pack, and they're so fucking fabulous. I love them. There's a black and a tortoiseshell pair, and they're like, they just remind me of money. I don't know why. They just remind me of like high class. They remind me of like, you're at a you could be at a polo tournament. You could be at a sporting game. You could be on the fucking runway with these. Okay. They're amazing. So my favorite pair of sunglasses, could not live without. They're cheap. They come in a 2-pack. Like, what else do you want from me? They go with every single face shape. I swear to God. Swear. And if you're wearing them like this, you're not wearing them right. Pull them to your, this is not, we're not trying to block, and they do block out the sun, but that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to look cute with sunglasses on, okay? We're not trying to look like three blind mice. Okay, next. Next are hair clips. You guys, these, there's something about them, like, I used to be the hair tie on the wrist type of bitch. In high school, I'm like, I always wanted to be able to throw my hair up. I've gone from my ponytail days to my messy bun days to my braid days. But there's something about a clip. You can do a half up, half down. You can do a low clip. You can do one up. You can do a tight bun and clip it. There's just so many hairstyles. They're so freaking cute. They add just a little pop of like, ooh, she's fun. She's something different. Like, she's got something about her. What? She's cool. That's what these give. And my flower clip, I'm no lie, I'm not shitting you. I give all my bridesmaids one of these, and in orange. And then I was obsessed, and I bought them in every single color. And obviously, the pink one's my favorite. Pink is my favorite color. But I could not live my life without a claw clip. Okay. We're moving on to travel and electronics. This is my largest category because I don't know why. I travel a lot and I use a lot of electronics, I guess. But yeah, these are just things that I kind of compiled together that I literally couldn't live without. I was kind of talking about this earlier. My Kindle. Okay, you guys. It's the paperweight, which means the page looks like a book. Listen, if you're someone who loves books like I do, but you love to hold a physical book in your hand, I understand. And I'm not even going to deter you. Like, you stick to that life. But listen, I travel so often and I love to read. But it's hard for me to get into reading when I'm reading a book and then I'm traveling and the book is so big I don't want to bring it. Or I do bring it and then I finish it early and I don't have another book on me. It just like, I am a self-gratification, instant gratification person. Self-gratification, what the fuck does that mean? I'm an instant gratification person. This Kindle allows that, baby. It allows you to hold the heaviest, the thickest, the biggest of stories in such a tight, small, little thing. I have put on it like a silicone protector. It's navy blue, but I put on a silicone protector and this adorable freaking pop socket so I can hold it, take the weight off my hands. It's amazing. I could not recommend this enough. We were raving about it when our friends were here this past weekend because I got Zach onto a Kindle too. And he loves his. Our friends bought them, both of them. They were like, we're a Kindle couple now. So become a Kindle couple because it does change your life if you truly love to read, but you don't like to lug around all the books and you like to have a book immediately when you want to read it. Okay, next. This is probably the most expensive thing on the list, and it could have gone in miscellaneous, but I put it in electronics. I'm just going to hold it up and see if you can guess what it is. It's the size of a Coke can. It's called a Nebula, and it is a projector. And when I lived in Tennessee, during the pandemic, I saw an ad on social media for this. Like, someone had used it. I think I saw it on probably TikTok or Instagram. And it projects onto any surface. It holds 4.5 hours of charge. I saw it. I was like, I asked for it for my birthday, I think, and Zach got it for me. And we joke to this day that this is the best purchase we've ever made as a couple. And I'm not kidding. Okay. I take this everywhere. We go camping. I take it. We can watch a movie on our tent. We go to an Airbnb. Somehow there's always like a random wall you can stick this on. Sometimes I stack it on books. I like MacGyver it. I don't know. I have a gift with this thing, but let me tell you, it has a speaker. It has 4 gigabytes of storage. I'm laughing because like I'm so excited. Obviously, if you can't tell how giddy I am about this stupid projector. It connects to Netflix, Disney, Amazon Prime, YouTube. You name it, it has it. It's an Android product. This isn't even the newest one. I'm sure newer ones have even more apps that you can log into. I used to be able to do Hulu and then I lost it. I'm not really sure how that happened. But it needed an update and then it was gone. And I'm like, bitch, where's Hulu? Where is it? I access HBO through my Amazon Prime. Like, you guys. Then you can download movies. I usually download them through Netflix. And you watch them. And then if you, you know, run out of battery, you can plug it in and run it while it's charging. It's just, I can't live without this. I don't have a TV in my bedroom. I don't like TVs in bedrooms. If you have it, great. I know myself, I would become dependent on a sound to go to bed. And I don't have to. Zach likes white noise, so we keep a fan on. But I don't need that shit, okay? And I don't want to fall asleep to a show. This, if we want to watch a movie, we just put it on. It turns off after it's inactive. Like, so if the movie ends and nothing happens, it just shuts itself off. It's amazing. I love this thing. Couldn't talk more highly about it. Also, well, no, let me just, I'll shut the fuck up about the Nebula. Okay, next. Also could be in the random category, but it's in travel for me because it goes fucking everywhere with me. My emotional support water bottle. You guys, this is by Simple Modern S&M. Shameless Amazon plug. This thing, okay? I've tried them all. I've tried the Stanley. I've tried Hydro Flask. I've tried Nalgene bottle back in the day. I've done Starbucks cups. I love my Yeti tumbler. I do love my Yeti tumbler. But this is not the Yeti. This has a handle, okay? This is, we're stacking heavy ounces of water. The straw, phenomenal. The little sucky thing around the straw that keeps it from spilling, Stanley, phenomenal. And then my girlfriend, she's so cute, got all of us in our little girlfriend group these little flowers to go on top. And mine's pink. She knows I love pink. And it's just so cute. And it just makes me happy. And it keeps my fucking ice and water cold. And I love this thing. I will buy them over and over again because I drop them and I dent them. I already have 2 dents that I'm staring at, but bless. Okay, next. Still in electronics. This is a portable charger. Zach and I went to Europe this year, to Italy, and spent 2 weeks there. I went to France this year with my family and spent 2 weeks there. I traveled to see my sister and friends, and even if you're like gone for a long day or you're going to like a concert or something, this thing is amazing. Okay, it has four, I'm sorry, because there's one at the top. 4 different cords attached. So many external battery ports. Did I say that? This is an external battery port. So many external battery ports want you to bring your own cord. What the fuck? Do you know how many times I've carried an external battery port and then had my 6-foot cord like tangled in all of my shit in my bag or my purse just to have an external port? Not this baby. It's connected. My phone has been dead. And this has been on 100% and it's gone full charge and I only use like 30% of the battery. It's amazing. I love this thing. I can't speak highly enough about it. External battery port, specifically this one. I don't even know what it's called, but I will link all of this on my Instagram if you're interested in each individual product. Moving on. Okay. Next in the travel category. Ow. Next in the travel category, we have packing cubes. You guys, this is a PSA. Pussy PSA. If you are still packing a bag without travel cubes, what are you doing? What are you doing? You might think, oh, it's a fad. I don't need it. No. Or it's a frivolous accessory. I don't know. You need it, okay? It helps you stay organized. It helps you stay contained if you're like me and you like to explode literally everywhere when you travel. They're unbelievable. I cannot speak highly enough about them. I love them. You cannot have enough of them. And you can find them anywhere. I typically buy them at like a TJ Maxx Home Goods vibe. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them probably at like a Marshalls, a Ross, Walmart, Target, literally anywhere. Just like go get them, okay? Okay, last on the travel slash going into the cosmetic realm is what I call a catch-all bag, okay? First, I just wanted to highlight the necessity as a woman of having these little bags. Again, another shameless plug for TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross, Target. Target has actually really cute ones. The Sonia something. Her stuff is cute. I got this at Marshalls. It's so fucking cute. It's pink with Dalmatians. I don't know if you can see it if the exposure is too high. But oh my God. Okay. I use these for travel. I use them to contain things. I use them just for a plethora of reasons. But what I call my catch-all bag specifically is a bag that if you're like me and you go from the gym to your girlfriend's house to just out and about on a long day to a weekend getaway to purse after purse, this is a bag that goes with me in every bag. And this is actually, truth be told, this is a little bigger than what I like to carry because it doesn't obviously fit in every purse. But I'll just give you a few item examples of what I keep in a catch-all. It goes everywhere with me. It has everything I need. Deodorant. Hand sanitizer. A lighter. Lip gloss. Perfume. So important. Like, one of my goals this year was I always wanted to be the girl that smelled good. And one way of doing that is carrying a little to-go perfume. Just spraying it on yourself before you walk in somewhere, before you go on a date, before you go to the grocery store. Who fucking cares? Just makes me feel good. I always carry probably like you'll see me with Palo Santo or a stone of some sort. But a crystal. But you could put anything in here. I have like Shout wipes in my purse right now that usually go in here. I usually have hand lotion. Like, you can, eye drops, you can fill it with anything you need, gum. This is just a catch-all bag. It's something I don't have to think about when I'm transferring purses. I just transfer the contents from this bag into another one. It's amazing. Get yourself a catch-all bag. Keep it in your car. It's just, it's a lifesaver. It's like my mom's purse. It's the magical bag of wonders. Okay, still in cosmetics, we have... Do you know what this is? Jewelry cleaner. Okay, but not just any jewelry cleaner. I use this jewelry cleaner for my wedding ring. You can use it for another ring that you wear. Please look up a certain stone, a certain type of, like, if it's dipped, gold dipped or plated or whatever, look up online, can X, Y, and Z be used with jewelry cleaner? Because I don't want you to ruin your jewelry after hearing me talk about this. But I know so many women that are like, oh, I forget to clean my ring. I forget to clean my ring. Don't forget to clean your ring, okay? Don't underestimate the power of shining up a diamond. I put this on my emerald. I do not scrub my emerald. It is safe enough to go on my emerald, but emeralds are on the softer side of the scale of hardness, and you want to be careful with what you put on it. So again, do your research, but this just makes me feel better about myself. Like, I clean my wedding ring and I feel like a more put together bitch. So Don't forget to clean your wedding ring. I couldn't live without this cleaner. I got this from my jeweler where my ring was made. I highly recommend getting it from a jeweler because their quality cleaner is safe on a lot more products. But if you have to buy one, my mom has a phenomenal one. I think she gets it from Walgreens. It's like red. It comes with a little scrubber, a little travel case. I use a little just brush, bristle brush, soft bristle brush, whatever. Yeah, clean your rings, clean your jewelry. Okay, still in cosmetics, you guys, this product, this is the holy grail. It's a multifunctional moisturizing cream. It kind of went viral this year with Hailey Bieber. Miss Hailey Bieber uses this on her gorgeous skin to set her skin before she does makeup. I got this in France at a French pharmacy. You might have seen it on TikTok shop, whatever the fuck the TikTok shop is. I'm scared to buy something from there. But it's unbelievable. And I do not use this lightly. I'm almost out. I'm going to have to figure out how to buy more, but it is the most, I'm putting it on my hands right now, silky, hydrating, luxurious feeling product literally ever. I love it. Can't live without it. Unbelievable. Okay, we're almost done. I'm sorry. The Laneige Lip Sleeping Mask. This is a second purchase. Okay, I don't second purchase a lot of lip products. I have the Kapari Lippy Lip Glossy. Lippy Glossy, that's a fan favorite, and this, okay? This is unbelievable. I use it as a regular, just like put it on every day when you're chapped lip type of situation. It looks like a gloss. I also use it as a mask and put it on thicker at night. It's unbelievable. If you're looking for a lip product, Laneige Sleeping Mask, it's worth every hype, every single hype. Golden. Cannot rave about it enough. And randomly, last but not least, I do not take this recommendation lightly. This is a pen recommendation. It's a Sharpie pen, okay? It has a fine tip. You probably can't even see it in the camera because it's so fine. This is amazing. It does not bleed through papers. You cannot see it on the backside of paper, but it gives you that like pungent black stark contrast on a page that I'm looking for when I'm writing on a card, when I'm writing on a piece of paper. It's not a pen, but it is a pen, but it's more of a Sharpie. It writes amazing. I love the way that my handwriting looks with it. I could not speak highly enough about this pen. I love it. It's my last recommendation. It's random. I know people throw out pen recommendation. I don't throw them out, okay? I could not live without this pen. I have thousands of them around the house. I like chipmunk them away so I can find them always. One's in my car, one's in my purse, one's at my desk, one's downstairs in my kitchen drawer. Like, it's amazing. Woo! That was a long-ass list. I tried to give you, like, things that I really genuinely use, but my God, that took longer than I thought it was going to be. This is probably not going to be a mini episode. Anyways, hope you enjoy at least one of those items at some point in your life, because they're all necessary in my life, in my opinion. In 2023, we'll see what 2024 brings. Okay, well, before we go, I thought, because I have footage and because I love my tree this year, I thought I would share how Zach and I got our Christmas tree. So I call it the lollipop tree. And we get a permit from the state of Colorado to go in certain areas in national parks. Surprisingly, it's like near national parks, to cut down a Christmas tree. And we bring Atlas, and we brought him as a puppy if you watched my Vlogmas last year, but now he's a little bit bigger, so I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to come with us, because he had to sit in my lap the whole time on the ride home, and he's a big boy and he's heavy. But we drove around and looked for a tree, and I just love, it's a tradition that him and I have started together. And it makes me really happy. And also, we paid $10 for the permit, $10, and we get a whole ass tree. And like, yeah, factor in gas. But that's pretty much it. Like, we already have the tools. I guess if you didn't have the tools to chop down a tree, it would be more expensive. But we use like an electric handsaw to chop the tree down. And it's just so much fun. So we were driving around. So I was really like, I took my time finding this tree. And we're driving by and I'm seeing all these trees that are like tall poles that are bare. And then the top like 10 feet of the tree looks like a perfect Christmas tree. And I'm like, that tree looks like a perfect Christmas tree on a lollipop stick. Like it looks like a little lollipop tree. And I'm like, would we be crazy to chop that down? Zach's like, I don't see why not. Like, you're restricted in diameter of the trunk, but you're not restricted in like the height of the tree. So what we did was we chopped it down and then we chopped it down again. Like, and then we put the tree in the car and drove her home and I decorated it and I watched Christmas movies and it just made my little heart so happy to find a tree with my husband, decorate it and put it in our home. And I hope you enjoyed the footage from the Christmas tree chopping. It just reminds me every year how important like little traditions are with your family. And as I start my own family someday, no, this is not a pregnancy announcement, but as we grow our family, like we'll be able to bring our little kids, like how it's so cute. And I just adore him for doing that with me. And I love having real Christmas trees. And the ones from the wild last so long. And we barely water it. Like, it's crazy. It's just, yeah. And it's cheaper than a Christmas tree farm. So that's my story. Anyways, as you can probably tell, I'm exhausted and my voice hurts. So it's time to end this episode. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful New Year's. Be safe. And I can't wait to see you next year. Oh, also, follow my Instagram at Stay Open Podcast or at Arletta Argyle. Same on TikTok. And leave me a review and let me know what you think. And let me know if you buy any of the products that I shared because I'm like, they're my favorite. Okay. Anyways, love you. See you next year.